Delaware's federal prosecutor David Weiss has agreed to seek lesser sentences for Robert Hara, David Gibson, William North, and Kevin Rakowski. In a letter to U.S. District Court Judge Richard Andrews released Wednesday, Weiss and defense attorneys agreed to a revised sentencing guideline calculation that knocks down the amount of possible jail time. Under the new guidelines, Hara and Gibson will likely face a minimum of 9 years and a maximum of just over 11 years in jail. North and Rakowski will likely face between 8 and 9 years. The four were convicted in May of over a dozen counts of fraud, conspiracy, and making false banking record entries connected to toxic loans that led to Wilmington Trust's demise. Judge Andrews has now scheduled sentencing for mid-December. The case is the only one where bankers who received federal bailout money in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis faced criminal sanctions. Wilmington Trust received $330 million from the federal TARP program. The bank was eventually sold off to M&T Bank in 2011. Tom Byrne, Delaware Public Media.